Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment of The Brain is the founder and CEO of a company well-positioned at the intersection of video and the internet. John McIntyre created Pixelfish. The company's a technology-driven provider of award-winning video advertising solutions for mid and small-sized businesses and their partners. Prior to Pixelfish, he was the co-founder and CEO of Affinity Internet. Today, that company is half the largest web hosting company in the U.S., and he grew that business from startup to more than $35 million in only 3 years, attracting some $60 million in investments. Joining us on the line from the Los Angeles area with his insights on both the power of online video and how he created a company that now helps small and mid-sized businesses leverage that power is John McIntyre. John, welcome to the Small Biz Brain.
Thank you very much, David. Very excited to be here.
Let's start with the intrinsic power of online video in the marketplace. You've pulled some interesting data from a variety of sources. Perhaps it would be productive just to kind of walk through these and get some of your comments. Why is video so effective when it comes to persuading large audiences?
Well, I think most people who have had a chance to, you know, compare video to print and other forms of advertising have, you know, an intuitive understanding of how more impactful that it can be. There are certainly a number of different studies out there, but clearly people remember only about 20% of what they hear and 30% of what they see, but in a really incredible 70% of what they both hear and see.
So it's really just in the numbers of what we know about how humans perceive this information coming at them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Since you've been involved with Pixelfish, or maybe really before you got involved with the business of delivering media in video form, our behaviors have changed as consumers, haven't they?
You know, they have. They have. And I think the emergence of video has been driven by the change in behavior. And what you'll see is more and more people using the internet as a source of, you know, search and information gathering than ever before. We have well over 65% of households today have a broadband connection. And specifically, you started to see the acceptance as video as a format for viewing information. Certainly with the advent of organizations like YouTube and others, it's been popularized to the point now that over almost 70% of internet users have watched video advertising online at least on a monthly basis.
John, there's a tie-in also, as I see, in terms of the broadband piece and how it's enabled us to more directly deliver targeted messages and measure them, hasn't it?
Indeed. One of the most powerful aspects, and some would argue the most powerful aspect, of the internet, particularly as it relates to advertising, is its measurability. When you think of, you know, traditional broadcast advertising and other print and other forms of advertising, measuring the direct correlation to that spend to results has always been a challenge. But with the internet, you get the ability to measure real-time interaction, the ability to determine the targets that you want to reach, and really measure the overall effectiveness of your investment.
We've shifted over the last several years from a very large company, large box centric media structure globally to a more democratized structure in terms of the ability of small, mid-size, and any business really to jump on the bandwagon, be broadcasters, be webcasters, distribute their messages, and then measure them in ways that really weren't even possible other than very crude methods, even for the three networks some 20 or 30 years ago. I know Pixelfish is in many ways built around this dislocation of the media at large. Let's move to Pixelfish. Where did the idea to create the company come from?
My background with Affinity Internet previous to Pixelfish was one of, and you mentioned this perfectly, a democratization of technology and solutions to the general Main Street businesses. In the mid-90s, when websites were really the domain of large companies and those with large budgets and quite expensive, we created the opportunity through platform development and technology to really drive much more affordable solutions, much easier to use solutions.
Yes.
And as that evolved, one of the things that we looked at to think, well, what is the next opportunity and the next medium that can be applied, have this approach applied. And video was an obvious answer for us. And several years ago, even prior to YouTube making its big splash, we believed that video was going to be a very powerful medium. And the big challenge for it, videos, was the fact that content creation is a very expensive and challenging and intimidating process for small businesses historically. And that's why you generally saw it only in the domain of the large companies and maybe a few local companies. But for the most part, no one had a commercial. And it's just too expensive. And so what we have developed is a platform that allows us to provide highly affordable, very easy to use process for creating high quality content.
Is this a competitive space, John? Are there other players doing something that resembles the kind of model that you're doing in the video space for small business?
That's a great question. It's anytime there's an opportunity where you see video becoming or a technology becoming moving into the mainstream, it's going to attract a lot of competition. And certainly we are seeing growing competition in the space. But each, as any nascent market, each provider is attempting to tackle it in a slightly different way. For example, we have a number of competitors that are launching kind of do-it-yourself video creation applications. And you know, from our perspective, as scalable and unique as that may sound, as a cool WYSIWYG, yeah. The reality is that what we learned at Affinity, and certainly what we've learned in our years here now at Pixelfish, is that businesses do not have the time, the desire, and in many cases the confidence to be their own creative development team.
Yeah.
And so what you need to be able to provide is very simple package solutions, kind of your good, better, best. You know, what best fits their budget, what best fits their particular need for how they're going to distribute that video, and provide them, you know, very simple tools to make that selection so that their time is very limited and they get a professional, high-quality result at a cost not much different than if they'd bought the software to do it themselves.
Well, now I do want to get to the process that you embark on when you produce the products you do for small businesses, but I'm curious, I wanted to get a quick tour of Pixelfish in terms of the facilities, the human resources, et cetera. Could you give us a quick walkthrough?
Sure, absolutely. Obviously, we as a brief history, we founded the company a little over 3 years ago. We have a team of engineers and product development folks that are necessary on the programming side and development side, but we also have a full team of production and creative staff. So it's been a very interesting marriage of very high creative folks with your typical engineers and technicians, and that's to us a very unique combination. So we've built a team that does that. We've got a great team here in the Los Angeles area that manages the development of those technologies and the production of the videos from what we call script to screen. You know, we'll develop the script for you. We'll go out and shoot for you using a videographer network that we have developed of over 2,500 videographers across the United States and globally for that matter. And then, of course, providing a process with our internal team, with our editing production location here in Los Angeles, as well as production unit that we have just recently launched in Hyderabad, India.
We're visiting with John McIntyre. He's the founder and CEO of Pixelfish. That website, www.pixelfish.com. John, let's look at the process. So I'm a small business owner. I've decided that I want to jump on the video bandwagon. Where do you start with me in terms of developing the video assets?
Well, we usually start with the small business in two different facets. The first, and it depends on, you know, they both depend on how the customer came to us. So many of our customers come to us through partnerships like Google and Yellowbook, which we are the leading provider of video for those companies. And so their sales rep would have presented the solution to the small business, and they said, yes, I want to use it on Google's network, or I want to use it on Yellowbook's directory. So we would already know what the need is when the order comes to us.
Yeah.
Our first contact, then, is to communicate with the advertiser to set up a shoot schedule and to provide them some very basic overview of what the process will look like, which is, again, very simple. We make the contact, schedule the shoot. Once we go out there, we shoot for 1 to 2 hours. We define what images we want to capture. It's very straightforward. We'll tell you what we need to capture while we're there, so it really takes the stress off the business owner. We'll then upload that images and video footage into our platform here in Los Angeles. We'll create the video for them, and then we will again send them another email that provides a link so they can preview the video and provide feedback in real time, so they don't have to have anything that doesn't meet their expectations or there's any errors for any reason. They can correct that. Once it's approved, it's then encoded using our proprietary platform and then uploaded into the appropriate distribution platform. So if it's Google or Yellowbook or just simply for streaming from the customer's website.
Is the upload to the distribution points, is that part of the service you provide?
It is. Okay. And both through our partners as well as those who businesses who do come through us directly, we provide the ability to upload to YouTube and to other business directories and provide, obviously, the embed code that they can place it into their website, et cetera.
Now, I know from being around your company a little bit offline, you have three product definitions. Describe for us, if you would, the three different ways a company can do video with you.
Yeah, that's an excellent question, David. What we learned is that there is no one size fits all for businesses, and each business has a unique need and obviously some budget constraints. And so we have created three basic packages that meet each of these needs. The first we call is a montage-style video, and this is our most affordable option, where we take images that you have already captured. You might already have beauty shots of your products or digital photos that you've used in other advertisements that we can simply upload into our platform and that our editors can use and potentially combine with stock footage and images that we already have in our massive library to create and write a script that we then record the video for, and you have a very professional-looking video for very quickly and very inexpensively. Our second product is what we call documentary style. This is where we send out a videographer to your location, and you or someone that you designate basically acts as the host or the audio for the video. So you're providing a walkthrough through your restaurant or through your store or demonstration of your retail establishment that generally works great for people who are very comfortable being on camera and or that they may be the sales, a lawyer or a real estate agent, others who rely on their own personality to be part of the sales process.
Yes.
And finally, our last product what we call a classic video. And this is where we combine the elements of the first two. We go out and we do capture original footage. We can capture the business person on camera maybe for a little bit, but then we augment it with a professionally written script and voiceover to provide that additional kind of level of professionalism. Or in some cases, some people want to brag about their business and promote their business, but may not be comfortable being on camera or even saying it themselves. So they'd rather have that that professional voice providing that information.
So it sounds like even though you've got three defined products or forms that the final video emerges in out the back end of the production process, there is a certain amount of customization that happens along the way, isn't there?
Absolutely. I mean, we are able to provide the level of quality at the level of affordability, which are well sub $1,000 for many of these videos, by providing a relatively standard process. But that doesn't mean that your product comes out of a cookie-cutter product. There's a significant amount of customization for what is most important to your audience that allows us to communicate that in the video itself.
Very good. John, curious, is the business going to continue to change and evolve at the velocity we've seen, or do you see things in terms of, both on the consumer and also the production and distribution side, do you see things leveling off here near term? And then beyond that, what does Pixelfish look like in 5 or 10 years down the road?
If I was able to answer it 100% accurately, it would be, I'd probably be somewhere else at this point in time.
Right.
But I think that's a great question because inevitably, when you're in a nascent market like this, you have to change or die in the world of technology development. And we have to be able to continually continually adapt to the changing dynamics of this industry. And kind of what we see today is that even though our platform today is the most scalable, the easiest to use, and provides the most affordable and effective video, it is a far cry from where it can be in the future. as we continue to apply process efficiencies, technology development to further ease the process for advertisers.
Yeah.
For example,
yeah.
Right now, all of the competition out there requires that advertiser to still be relatively creative. That when we take the camera into the establishment, they're still required to tell us all the different shots that we should take, and for the most part, and for to explain their story. Well, we see a process over time where we begin producing dozens and dozens, and now hundreds and hundreds in some categories, of particular business categories. So for a plumber, for example, we're beginning to test the different styles and formats and information that drive the highest results, back to that measurement point that you mentioned at the beginning of this call.
Sure.
As we can determine what's effective, we'll be able to take that data and apply it to the advertiser, saying, hey, to make your plumbing video the most effective, here are the exact shots we need. Here are the exact questions you need to answer on camera, taking the creative process out, therefore making it less intimidating for the advertiser, making it easier for the advertiser, and overall reducing the time and cost.
Wow. Yeah, so really systematizing the input stage and demystifying how do you tell the story. You'll know how to do that and what the structural elements are going in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Great way to describe it, David.
That's good stuff. John, thanks so much for your time today. Our guest has been John McIntyre. He's the founder and CEO of Pixelfish. The company is a technology-driven provider of award-winning video advertising, really helping small and mid-sized businesses enter the video game and promote their products and services. The website, www.pixelfish.com. John, thanks for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
Thank you, David. It's been a real pleasure.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.